Morning and welcome to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture virtual press conference about a major announcement involving the Kentucky Hunger Initiative this morning. I'd like to welcome those watching on Facebook and those joining us through other social media platforms this morning as we are joined by Mark Barker with Farm Credit Mid-America and Kate McDonald with Feeding Kentucky. You know, a few years ago, we started a conversation across the Commonwealth about food insecurity and hunger. And as a result, we started a first-of-its-kind, nationally recognized effort called the Kentucky Hunger Initiative, which really seeks to connect Kentucky's agriculture community with those who are needing a little extra help through our food banks with Feeding Kentucky. And we're so fortunate that we started that conversation back in 2016, because as we continue to fight COVID-19, we have seen a 35% increase in the number of Americans utilizing our food banks during this global pandemic. And Farm Credit, as well as CoBank, have been wonderful partners along the way. Just a few years ago, they stepped up to the plate and provided funding for over 150 chest freezers to be distributed through Feeding Kentucky to our countless food pantries across Kentucky. The reason they did this is that we know that there are many supply chain issues when it comes to getting fresh farm-donated food to those in need. And we found out that a lack of storing capacity with our freezers was one of those. And they were so gracious with their resources to provide, again, over 150 chest freezers. Well, Farm Credit came to us again and said, Ryan, how can we help you out? And after consulting with Feeding Kentucky as well as CoBank, we found out that we needed more access to mobile feeding sites, more or less school buses that are retrofitted so that school meals could be provided throughout both rural and urban Kentucky across our state. And for those of you unfamiliar with summer feeding, it's a wonderful program funded through USDA, where meals that go to students who would otherwise get free and reduced lunches in our school system get it throughout the summer months, oftentimes driven to locations across counties in our state. And just last week, Mark Barker and I were able to visit one of these feeding sites in Louisville, and I'm sure we can talk about it later, but the need couldn't be greater than right now. And due to the generosity of Farm Credit of Mid-America and CoBank, we have resources to retrofit 7 to 10 school buses here in Kentucky to go to Butler, Boyd, Clinton, Fayette, Jefferson, Marshall, McCracken, and Letcher counties, so that they can have additional school buses for summer feeding. These buses are already retrofitted. They're out in the field serving meals. And due to COVID-19, we suspect we're going to put a lot of miles on these buses, and the timing could not be better. At this time, I want to specifically thank Mark Barker of Farm Credit of Mid-America, as well as Derek Wagoner of CoBank, for their generosity during these trying times. We in Kentucky pride ourselves on having a strong agricultural community that looks out for each other, whether it be on the production side with our farmers in the field, our restaurants, as well as our philanthropic partners as well, and even Feeding Kentucky, which helps provide support for those 1 in 7 Kentuckians who suffer from food insecurity, and in this case, those 1 in 5 Kentucky school children who may go to bed hungry at some point throughout the year. They now have another 7 or 10 school buses out there to help provide summer meals throughout the Commonwealth. So this time, I'd like to hand it over to my good friend, Mark Barker with Farm Credit of Mid-America, and ask him to provide comments on this generous donation.
Commissioner, thank you very much, and good morning, everyone, and thank you all for joining us today. You know, the commissioner mentioned in Kentucky, 1 in 5 Kentucky children suffer from food insecurity today. You know, that's unacceptable in a state where farmers produce an abundance of healthy foods, and we take so much pride in doing that. When Commissioner Quarles approached Farm Credit and CoBank about expanding the Kentucky Kids Eat mobile program last fall, we knew that we could help make a difference. The most successful pathway for delivering food to children, especially those in food insecure communities, is through our Kentucky school lunch programs. When school is out, students who depend on food provided by their schools, as we know, often go hungry. No one could have forecast how the coronavirus pandemic would disrupt our society and impact our children in the way it has over the past several months. This pandemic has revealed how essential the food bank system is and the importance of reaching people where they are. That's especially true for children in food insecure areas. On behalf of Farm Credit Mid-America and CoBank, along with our customers and team members, I want to thank the Kentucky Department of Agriculture and Feeding Kentucky, along with Commissioner Quarles and Tamara Sandberg, for allowing us to be your partners in this effort. Through the Kentucky Hunger Initiative, you've brought together farmers, agricultural leaders, and others to help tackle hunger throughout our state in both urban and rural communities. We can think of no better way to invest the community dollars our customers entrust to us through programs like Kentucky Kids Eat that support and feed our children in our communities. Commissioner Kate, again, thank you so much for allowing us to be part of this program.
Thank you once again, Mark. Thank you to Farm Credit Mid-America as well as CoBank with Derek Wagoner. Your all's continued generosity continues to provide support and relief, and in this case, mobile inspiration across our state as we get back out across Kentucky and provide summer meals for those kids who are in need of those. At this time, I'd like to ask Kate McDonald with Feeding Kentucky to provide comment as well about this generous donation.
Thank you, Commissioner Quarles. So according to our just released Feeding America Map the Meal Gap data, child food insecurity in Kentucky is at 18.9%, or just over 190,000 children. So when we first partnered with Commissioner Quarles, Farm Credit Mid-America, and CoBank, we were thinking about how we could best reach food insecure kids when school's out of session. Summer is the most vulnerable time of the year for kids. And in Kentucky, only one in 10 kids has access to a free summer meal. At Feeding Kentucky, we think, along with CoBank, Farm Credit Mid-America, and Commissioner Quarles, that mobile meals are the best way to reach kids that can't reach a normal feeding site, like a school or a library or a park. Mobile meal vehicles go directly into places where kids live and play, making it safe and easy for them to reach access the meals that they need. We had no idea that the mobile meals model would be implemented statewide at school districts as school districts work to get meals to kids in every county. Mobile meals are more important than ever this summer, as kids that rely on school meals may be experiencing even hungrier summers. The Summer Food Service Program is vital to Kentucky kids, and making sure kids have access to free, healthy meals is key. Thanks to Farm Credit Mid-America, CoBank, and Commissioner Quarles, 9 organizations that are serving meals to kids on a mobile meal route are able to expand their reach this summer. We at Feeding Kentucky are so grateful for their support. More meals will be served to kids this summer as a result of their efforts.
Thank you, Kate. And we want to specifically thank you, Feeding Kentucky, and Tamara Sandberg, for what seems to be good news after good news after good news during the pandemic, connecting Kentucky agriculture with those in need right now. And just last week, Mark Barker and I had a chance to visit a feeding site in Louisville. And I just wanted to see what his thoughts were about what he experienced, because once we have these retrofitted buses across Kentucky, kids from all over our state are gonna have a place to go to get a pick up a meal, hopefully just for the summer, but in this instance, we were actually viewing this as part of the school year. And Mark, what were your experiences last week when you visited this mobile feeding site?
Sure, Commissioner. We had the opportunity Friday to get out together and visit some mobile sites. And I think for me, the word that I would use is incredibly humbling. We were able to get out and see not only the need for food in the community, but then to see the excitement and the smiles on the faces when the food showed up and was handed out in the areas that we visited. So I thought it was an incredible experience, and it just really, for me, solidified how proud I am representing Farm Credit Mid-America and CoBank to be part of this program.
You know, coming from the agriculture world, you know, we're used to an abundance of food. Our state and our farm community is just so good at what they do. They punch above their weight class when it comes to raising livestock and growing crops. And so it's really good sometimes to step back and actually see with your own eyes the need, which is so great right now. Again, it's only increased during the global pandemic. And Kate, I was hoping that you could comment on how desperately needed these mobile buses and feeding sites are needed across our state. You know, my understanding is that we're seeing a lot of Kentuckians who have never gone to a food bank before in their life, utilizing your all's efforts and the donations as well during COVID-19. But how desperately needed were these donations by Farm Credit Mid-America and CoBank?
You know, they were needed before coronavirus, and they're even more needed now. So there are over 500,000 kids in Kentucky that qualify for free lunch at school. So when schools closed, a lot of these kids, even though school districts were, you know, delivering meals, a lot of kids were still missing out on meals. So what we're looking at Feeding Kentucky is how long will kids have to go with significant lack of access to meals. So mobile meals are important for that reason, but also they're important because kids, a lot of the places that kids congregate may not be open this summer. Things like camps, libraries, pools, places where kids typically rely on school on these free meals, they may not be there this year. So mobile meals are actually even more important this year than ever because many kids won't be able to congregate like they usually do.
You're exactly right. And if anything, food insecurity in Kentucky highlights that this is not an issue that's specific to rural Kentucky or specific to urban Kentucky, but hunger exists in every city, county, and community across Kentucky. It doesn't matter where you're at. Chances are you may know somebody that's suffering from food insecurity, especially with 40% of our workforce on unemployment right now. And as we try to get our economy back going, it's so important that people know, first off, it is okay to ask for help. It's okay to contact your local food bank or food pantry. That's why they're there. They're there to be utilized. And we're going to get through this together. And the last thing I want to talk about is or what these school buses actually look like. I've had the opportunity to ride around on a couple of these. No two are the same. And what they'll do is they'll retrofit a school bus. A lot of times it's wrapped. That way people can see that it's clearly marked as a summer feeding school bus. But on the inside, a lot of times they'll take actual cafeteria seats, benches. There's coolers on board, as well as space for the staff as well. And Kate, you and I got a chance to ride around on one of these, I think down in Litchfield last year. Tell me what they look like, and it was actually a pretty fun experience.
Yeah, so like you said, no two are the same. A lot of times they have areas where kids can also learn. The summer slide is another thing that we at Feeding Kentucky are very concerned about in terms of educational outcomes. So kids will be able to do an art project or a science project while they eat their meals. So that's something we love to see. Others are smaller, and that's okay too. A mobile meal site can also look like a van where they'll bring a pop-up tent and kids will sit picnic style. They all serve the same purpose, but they look very different. And something that we're really excited about is that this funding from Farm Credit Mid-America and CoBank allows some of our sponsors to wrap their buses. Because when you think about, like you said, identifying where meals are, most parents want to make sure kids are safe. So making sure that kids and families know that these are safe, places where kids can eat and maybe even learn and have fun is really important to us as well.
Thank you so much. And we can't wait to get some pictures together to show folks exactly where this donation went. And Mark, I want to close it out with you. You get the opportunity to work with farmers every single day, just like I do as well. And I think it's really not surprising, but I take a lot of pride in the fact that despite some tough times on the farm, our farmers are more generous than ever during this global pandemic. And this donation was in the works long before COVID started. The timing couldn't be better. And I just wanted to say a personal thank you to you and our other agriculture organizations that really have stepped up to the challenge during these tough times. We're going to keep you fed. And Mark, I just want to say thanks. And what does this donation mean to you, CoBank and Farm Credit Mid-America?
Yeah, Commissioner, and again, thank you, because you've had foresight to go out and lead this within this state over the last several years, and I applaud you for doing that, Kate. We partnered with our food banks, and that's just been such a neat experience to be able to do that. You know, Commissioner, we talk a lot. The ag community within the state of Kentucky is incredibly well connected, and it's never ceases to amaze me how quickly our ag community comes together to support programs like this. This is certainly something I feel very confident our customers would tell us they want us to see us support across the state. So for us, me personally, and for Farm Credit Mid-America, I'm just so thankful and appreciative to be part of this, because I think it's something that makes a difference in lives of Kentucky children across the state. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Kate. Thank you to Feeding Kentucky, CoBank, and Farm Credit of Mid-America, who again are providing funding due to a generous donation to retrofit several buses, which will be spread out across Kentucky to help give access to summer feeding sites across our state. And I just want to say a thank you to all these organizations, and a reminder that if you want to get involved with the Kentucky Hunger Initiative, please contact our office today. There's no better time to get involved than right now. And if you can't donate, perhaps donate your time as well and help out our fellow Kentuckians, because we will get through this together. And today's announcement from Farm Credit Mid-America, CoBank, and Feeding Kentucky is just another example of how, when it comes to Kentucky agriculture, we work together to solve solutions. Thank you for joining us on Facebook and other social media platforms, and we're happy to answer any questions that you have. And once again, thank you so much for the generous donation today.